Bostock Studio 1.5. Lots of cool features.
Freaky Foof with the intro. Dancing around the classroom at ONJ Music. Looking for tunes to put in your carts. Make sure you follow at ONJ Music, Andre Louis. Alright, so it's October 2nd. This is the Boss Jock Report. Coming to you almost live from my bedroom. And, got a new setup here. I'm using the ATR2100 connected digitally to my iPhone 4S. So, that is the difference. I have the camera connector kit. So, rather than using an XLR to headphone jack converter, we got a pure digital signal, baby. So this is it, the ATR2100. It's connected with the camera connector kit, which formerly did not work on the iPhone devices in iOS 6. In iOS 7, and we knew about this for a little while, in the beta, for whatever reason, the camera connector kit started working in iOS 7. You could connect a microphone and digitally get audio into your iPhone. So this is potentially, and I hate to use those big bombastic words, but this is potentially a game changer. This opens up the playing field a little bit. It balances things out. It totally negates the article that we have up on Boss Jock talking about the best microphones for iOS, because we were very specific. We were looking for good solutions for both the iPad as well as the iPhone, equal footing, because mobility is awesome. But now that the iPhone and iPad can both receive USB audio devices via a camera adapter, it's an even playing field. It's a game changer. Maybe the microphones, maybe the recommendations are going to have to change for iOS 7. Now, I got to note a few things. Here's what I was concerned about. I was slightly, and I'm speculating. I thought perhaps somebody just, you know, with iOS 7, all the things going on, they forgot to turn off the ability for the camera connector kit to work. Because we know, because of people that have jailbroken their phones, they were able to use the camera connector kit. But that's not something we ever recommended to people that, you know, use Boss Jock, because stability is a priority. If your gear fails you, that's no good. So, you know, we didn't ever want to recommend a jailbreak. So, but that at least let us know that it was possible, that the iPhone could theoretically support the camera connector kit and the camera adapter. But now, here we are, iOS 7.0.2 or whatever, and camera connector kit is still working with the iPhone. So this is the ATR2100, Audio-Technica's $35 Wonder microphone, connected digitally to my iPhone. Now, a couple of things. It's not a perfect experience. My iPhone is getting really, really hot. I noticed that first thing. Second of all, it seems to have, I can hear an occasional pop or click happening around the audio thing. So there seems to be some level of processing increase because of the use of the camera connector kit. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a compatibility issue. Maybe it's something we have to work out. We're going to have to investigate it. But there do seem to be the increased chance of pops or clicks, which occasionally can work themselves into a recording. These are the things we want to, obviously, we want to avoid any pops and clicks in the recordings. Now, I don't know if this is the camera connector kit to blame or iOS 7. Obviously, things have changed. iOS 7 was a major, major, major difference architecturally. There's more stuff going on in the background. Just like iOS 6, it's going to take us a while to get to know its nuances, both as users and as developers and that sort of thing, because there's, you know, rules have changed again, and it's our goal to deliver a stable, good tool, good recorder. But iOS 7 has introduced some difficulties, just naturally, and some incompatibilities. There's a pretty nasty bug with cart loading currently that I'm sure you're all aware of, and we're doing our best to get that remedied. The update's been submitted to Apple. We got something coming up over the next week. So look for that and keep us in the loop on anything that isn't working for you. We appreciate the feedback. We've got our email, bossshockapp@gmail.com. We're on high alert for stuff that potentially could be causing problems. Or new, exciting things. Like this. Like the CCK working with the iPhone. Maybe they said, hey, why not? Let's do it. Our users want it, our power users, our audio users. Let them have it. Maybe that's the story. So it certainly changes the game. Just tweeted about it. In fact, we saw on the Twitter, we retweeted a video of somebody that tested the Samson Go mic connected to the iPhone. And I know that people love the Go mic. I think in the comments section of our microphone roundup, somebody mentioned that is a very popular mic. It's a $40 USB microphone that now is a great choice for your iPhone, arguably. Seemed to work great in the video. You can check our Twitter feed for that. So anyway, sorry it's been so long. Been working on stuff behind the scenes. Thanks so much. So gotta say thanks to our beta team testers, man. Oh, that wasn't good. Those guys worked. They were totally on top of everything, kept us informed, and thanks, guys, for the beta testers. You guys were fantastic. It's cool that there are people that are willing to kind of live on the bleeding edge and help you find bugs, because that everyone benefits from that. And, so the feedback has been fantastic, good and bad, everything. Give it to us. And you guys too, all you out there, if you're not a beta tester, you guys too. Thank you for the support. Please keep the comments coming. Keep us in the loop if you notice anything weird. And we'll promise to stay on top of it. Let's go out on more Andre Louis at Freaky Foof at ONJ Music. Old school game loop. Bye bye. The number.